President Cyril Ramaphosa addressed the nation on Tuesday night, outlining developments in the SA's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The National Coronavirus Command Council met last week to discuss the new regulations. One is the scrapping of mask wearing outdoor. Ramaphosa said it is no longer a requirement to wear masks outdoors.
Cabinet has decided to ease several restrictions as part of adjusted level one. A mask is not required when one is outdoors. This means that we still need to wear masks when in facilities like shops, malls, offices, factories, taxis, buses, trains, or any other indoor place. But we do not need to wear masks when we are walking on the streets of our country or our pathways or in an open space.
The country remains on level one lockdown with indoor gatherings allowed to fill up 50% of the venue space, but proof of vaccination or a COVID-19 test no longer than 72 hours old is required. The DA has welcomed the scrapping of masks outdoors but criticized the indoor and outdoor gathering cap of 1,000 and 2,000 people respectively. Renowned SA scientists Prof. Shabir Madi of Wits University and Salim Abdul Karim were among those advocating for the scrapping of masks. Madi said they serve little purpose, especially when people wear the wrong type of mask and incorrectly.
In South Africa and in many other countries, very few people will wear the right type of mask, and even fewer people will wear it correctly, because it's really uncomfortable to be wearing an N95 mask for 4-6 hours a day, or even 1 or 2 hours when going to a shopping mall, as an example. It's really uncomfortable. So the majority of individuals in South Africa that wear a mask are those that are wearing the cloth mask and possibly some that are wearing what we refer to as a surgical mask. The cloth mask probably provides very little protection, either in terms of getting infected with a virus or preventing a person from spreading the virus into the environment. Simply because those cloth masks, especially when there's just a single layer of cloth, is not adequately filtering the air. And in addition to which, often those masks don't have a proper seal around the nose and the mouth. So it doesn't really actually achieve much at all, unfortunately. The surgical mask works a bit better, especially in terms of preventing a person releasing contaminated droplets into the environment and into the air.
The public is still advised to apply measures to protect themselves, including wearing a mask indoors. Physical distance of at least 1 meter is required between people other than at schools. Funerals are restricted to a maximum of 200 people, with a two-hour limit for the service. No night vigils and post-funeral gatherings are allowed. The EFF said the funeral restrictions announced by the president are anti-African and South Africans will not abide by them.
The maximum number of people permitted at a funeral will increase from 100 to 200. As before, night vigils, after funeral gatherings, and the so-called after tears gatherings are still not allowed. We intend to lift the national state of disaster as soon as public comment on the health regulations published by the Minister of Health have been completed.
Some citizens said they will continue to wear masks outdoors for different reasons, including avoiding people they know. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.
Hey, cheese, how funny are you?
I don't know, hey. How do you measure funny?
Well, here's one way to find out if you are funny.
Can you make Skumba laugh?
Skumba who?
Skumba Hlophe.
Oh, he is one seriously funny dude.
So if you think you can make Skumba laugh,
send us a voice note of you telling a joke.
Starting with the hashtag, can you make Skumba laugh?
And then when he visits on Friday the 25th, we'll play the voice notes to him.
And if you can make Skumba laugh, you'll win 5 tickets to his show at Emnotweni Arena.
And hopefully by then we would have figured out if she's is funny.
The Rise FM Drive. Hashtag, can you make Skumba laugh?